Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Marilyn Pittman. Trans is the new gay. Yeah, 17 years ago, Ellen DeGeneres was on the cover of Time magazine saying, yep, I'm gay. And now it's Laverne Cox, the trans actor from Orange is the New Black, the Netflix series. Transsexual people have entered the mainstream, and as they have, we as a gay community have had to ramp up our understanding, tolerance, compassion, and sensitivity. Nowhere does this seem more of a firestorm than with my guest, whose worldwide event, Tranny Shack, was started here in San Francisco 18 years ago. Heclina, welcome back to Out in the Bay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, you brave soul. You've decided to change the name of Tranny Shack, which is one of the funniest, funnest names ever for anything that's ever existed in the history of people.
But, you know, it's perfect. But I got to say, Tranny Shack has become a brand. But I distinctly remember when I started Tranny Shack and I said it was going to be the name, people were like, what a stupid name that is.
They did. Well, people like to yelp before yelp.
Yeah, so you see, people can get used to anything. And I think people can get used to a name change, too.
Well, where did the pressure come from to change? People have a problem with the word tranny, right?
Which is half of the name that I've been working 18 years to brand and get around the world, yes.
Well, and as a bit older gays, we've used the word tranny for, what does tranny mean in 1996?
1996, tranny meant to us, it was a term for getting in drag. And we would say things like, are you getting into tranny tonight? Are you doing tranny? And the title Tranny Shack was based on these four friends of mine lived in a dingy basement apartment in Lower Haight, a Pippi Lovestocking, Bambi Lake, Ruby Tuesday, and Miss Chocolate, one transgender person, three drag queens. And when I would say I was going over there, I'd say, I'm going to the Tranny Shack. And when the stud asked me to start this night, which I thought was going to be a ridiculous little night that would last for a couple months, I thought, oh, Tranny Shack, that sounds cute. And it just stuck, and it became this over 18 and a half years, this huge monster brand, which kind of redefined...
What's a worldwide event now?
It is, and it did redefine drag on the West Coast.
Now, for those of the audience that don't understand what Tranny Shack, the event, is, tell us.
Well, Tranny Shack, like I said, it started on a Tuesday night at the Stud. It became legendary over the years for a kind of performance art, drag, shock, punk rock, really, and also very inclusive. You know, we've had transgender people, drag queens, of course, drag kings, folk queens, you know, all kinds of, and then also all these guest stars from around the world have come. We've branded it. We've done shows in Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Waikiki, London, New York. You know, we've gone around the world with it. In the past year, it's become growingly more and more apparent to me that the term tranny has taken on this new meaning, which is,
well, the trans community
slur. Yes.
Doesn't like the word tranny. You're not supposed to say tranny anymore. You're supposed to say trans. We're going to translate this for those of you un-gays who are listening who aren't privy to some of the subculture issues that we have going on in the LGBT world.
Right.
But it's that you can't say tranny because it's derogatory, because
right.
People have used that as a derogatory way to call someone.
Right, right. So tranny.
Tranny is bad now, but it wasn't always.
Right. But I don't even think that the meaning of tranny, as people interpret it today, even fits the name Tranny Shack, because it was never about being transgender and performing. It was about dressing up and performing. So it was a term that meant something back then. But it no longer really means that now. And Tranny Shack even doesn't even fit its actual original name, because it's gone out of being a shack and it's huge mega production numbers in big nightclubs. So I think it might, and if I have a name that's causing people to not feel included to come to Tranny Shack, then it is time to rebrand and think about moving and leaving Tranny Shack, this legendary name, in the 90s and the aughts.
Well, let's get a little bit more clarity. So transsexual and a transvestite are two different things.
Correct.
And then there's drag queens, which that's what you are.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think people...
And Lady Bunny.
And Lady Bunny, yes, is also a drag queen. Now, people...
The notorious Lady Bunny.
People,
who we'll get into later what she had to say about all this.
People... So tranny was an umbrella term for all of that, for a lot... For many, many, many years. And, you know, people really misinterpret that all the time. When I first started doing drag, my family was like, well, are you going to get your penis chopped off? Or all it's like, they think it's all the same thing.
Right.
So transsexuals, transgender people, are people who feel they were born into the wrong body.
Right.
Transvestites, like cross-dressers, I would say are people who get a kick or some sort of kick out of dressing up. And drag queens, like me... dress up to entertain and perform. Mm-hmm. Although I would say there's a little bit of cross-dresser and transvestite in me, too, but that's a different... I digress. Let's not go there. So
it's difficult to understand all of our permutations.
Exactly. It's a lot of stuff.
So anyway, back to this Tranny Shack name change. You're changing it to T-Shack.
No, that's not official either.
Oh, that's not official
either. No, because...
I shouldn't believe everything I read.
It was never in my statement. The statement I wrote was taken... I released this statement because there was, like I said, it's been in my mind changing the name. This event that I have scheduled for Gay Pride in Seattle ultimately forced my hand. I was like, well, I better say something. So I wrote a letter, an open letter on the event page for this event in Seattle, thinking naively that it would just be the people that were on the event page that would read it. The next day, it went viral and was all of a sudden in The Advocate and Huffington Post and CBS News in The Chronicle. And I was like, wow. But they only took from that what they wanted to, and they left out all the details I wrote. So it's going to rebrand in 2015. What I rebrand, I'm not sure. What I'm going to call it, I'm not sure. I don't even know if T-Shack is appropriate because like I said, the T part, the transgender part, may not be appropriate. I'm trying to buy my own venue, so I might just give Tranny Shack a big send-off, a legendary goodbye, and then just start anew with my new venue. But I need a few months to think about it.
All right, well, let's go back. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is Heklina, the world-famous, worldwide event Tranny Shack.
So that's flattering. World-famous, thank you.
Well... at least in the subculture of the gay community.
In the gays, hipsters. Yes, yes.
The thing is that this all started, this firestorm started in Seattle a few weeks ago, where you said they forced my hand. Describe to us what happened with that situation. Who's they?
So it's the transgender community in Seattle. I was approached to do a show, a Tranny Shack show in Seattle for their Gay Pride weekend. And I said, well, you should really not call it Tranny Shack because I've had a lot of issues with people in Seattle messaging me. I said, why don't we call it T-Shack? You know what I mean? Just see how it goes. And so they made some flyers that said T-Shack, and then they said San Francisco's legendary Tranny Shack comes to Seattle, like a description of the party. Then they made a Facebook invite that said Tranny Shack. So it was kind of like... it was kind of ridiculous. You know, like I was trying to make a concession to the transgender people and be like, call it T-Shack. We're branding it this different thing. But there was still wording that said Tranny Shack. So it made this big furor. And the poor people, the pride people up in Seattle were dealing with all the drama. And, you know, when you're reading things put out by the Pride Board in Seattle where they're spelling the name of your club, T blank 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 shack, you know, like they're too ashamed to even... say it, then it's
the T word.
Then it's like maybe this is the new N word, and I don't want to be.
Well, I put on the websites outinthebay.org, outinthebay.com, and klw.org for this show. I put tranny is the new T word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah,
that's the headline.
It is
because you can't say tranny anymore. It's like it's become so verboten.
Well, you know, I think because like you said in your intro. That the gay movement has moved forward, and maybe 20 or 30 years ago, you couldn't name a nightclub Fag Shack. You know what I mean? Because it was much more of a loaded term. Whereas I think maybe in 20 years, people might be able to reclaim the name, the word tranny. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're just going to go down this road of continual political correctness to the extreme, so where we don't even have a sense of humor anymore. I mean, what about the people who say on one side of this whole kerfuffle that's going on, you know, lighten up. It's funny. Tranny shack. It's a fun thing. But the trans people who are offended, and not all trans people are offended by this,
right, they're not,
but
yeah.
some
that's
small
the other thing, is
vocal
is
minority
many of them,
in
many
Seattle.
Of them. Yeah, yeah.
Have,
not just Seattle, but many trans people have contacted me saying, we're okay with the name. And I'm just like...
It's fun.
I know, but I don't want to get involved. And people come up to me and go, tranny to me is a term of endearment. And I'm like, well, yes, but...
Like granny.
But and then people like RuPaul and Justin Bond, and they're weighing in, but they're not promoting... Like, RuPaul is not promoting a show called RuPaul's Tranny Race. Like, she doesn't have to rebrand...
No, but what happened with Ru is that she got in trouble for having this segment called She's, You've Got She-Male.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But
where
it's,
they
it's,
had the body parts that you had to identify whether it's a woman by a female at birth and this whole thing, and that got... You could sort of understand why that got people...
Right. But, I mean, she can easily alter and get rid of that segment. It's not... She's not having to rebrand.
No, it's just a segment, no.
She's not having to rebrand. So it's easy for people to say to me, oh, I love Tranny Shack. I love that. But they can go to their daily jobs and you know, go back to their life. They don't have to deal with the BS all the time.
Well, how do you deal with this, Heklina? People who say you're caving into the political correctness and the pressure of it. Why don't you stand up to them and say, no, this is Tranny Shack. I built this brand. I'm not going to just kill the brand because some people are having, you know, their panties in a wad.
Because I don't want to deal with the BS. Because I want to move forward and I don't want to be seen as, you know, if this name or this term is antiquated and it's something that's taken on a new meaning, then I don't want to be...
You don't want to alienate your younger customers either.
I feel, and this is, I'm going to really generalize here, I feel like the people who are defending it are people who are maybe of an older age group, and they're like, we're fine with it, we don't see a problem with it. So I feel like, to a certain extent, those people have their head in the sand. And if the name, if I can grasp the idea of rebranding and changing and stop using the term, somebody that's been using, you know, branding it, Tranny Shack, for 18 years, if I can think about getting rid of that term, then why can't other people? You know what
so
I mean?
What you're saying is that it's a demographic issue, that it's really a matter of different generations, and it's a newer, younger generation coming in and saying, we don't like that word used because we transgendered people are called trannies, and we're not trannies, we're trans.
I think the word tranny is something that's been used, like when people go to beat up transgender people, they go, hey, you effing tranny or whatever. And so it's taken on this baggage that maybe that maybe gay men in the 70s or 80s felt about
the word fag.
I was called fag in high school. It's a very hurtful term, but now we've reclaimed it. And there's
and the word
Fridays,
queer. We reclaimed queer during the AIDS crisis.
And the word dyke. I mean, there's the dyke march, you know, all that stuff. Dykes on bikes, whereas maybe dyke was not considered, you know.
However, if you're not a dyke, you might not want to use the, and if you're not gay, you might not want to use the word dyke.
If somebody, if I'm walking down the street and somebody, some frat guys drive by and they call me fag, yeah, that's different, but I'm still not going to be hurt. Words can't really hurt me, but if words hurt other people, then I don't want to be promoting a hurtful word.
I think it's interesting what you say about the older generation, so let's say boomers and maybe Gen Xers, that they think it's fine, but there's a whole new generation, the millennials, et cetera, the echo boomers, that have a different sensitivity, a different experience being gay or being trans. And I think it's really challenged a lot of us older gays, and I'll include myself in that, to ramp up, like I said in the intro, to develop more understanding, more compassion, tolerance, and sensitivity, and to learn. I feel like there's been a learning curve that I've been going through for the last 5 or 6 years as transgendered issues have taken up more space in our mainstream culture, to make sure I'm on board with those changes and understanding it better by having transgendered friends and not just drag queen friends. And so it's been a learning curve for me. And so I think that's interesting that you're saying that it could be generational and that you're listening to the younger generation, which really, after all, are the people who go out to clubs.
I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of the people who have been like, hang on to the name Tranny Shack, and I see
never show up.
They haven't been going to Tranny Shacks. And their memory is when they went there in the 90s and their youth and stuff and how much
it's nostalgia to hold on to.
It's a nostalgia, and I think people are really, really afraid of change. I'm afraid of change. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully, I'll have my own venue. I can start a new nightclub just as great as Tranny Shack, you know, without a term that with this loaded meaning.
Well, what's it been like for you? You've got RuPaul and the controversy over you've got She-Male. You've got Lady Bunny ranting about, as she is wont to do,
right?
Ranting about how everybody needs to just get over themselves. And, I mean, as she says, I wish we could, this is a quote, I wish we could stick together as a community instead of the infighting, because the gay trans community's real enemies aren't RuPaul or people who say tranny. It's the people who would physically bash us. And I'm sick of people thinking they can ban words because they make them feel bad. Boo-hoo for you.
I couldn't agree with Lady Bunny more, because I'm not one of those people who invests a lot of thought into a word. I think if there's hate behind a word, that's one thing. But you have to look at the intent behind a word. Unfortunately, Lady Bunny does not promote a nightclub called Tranny Shack. She can say, she can get on her soapbox and say what she wants, but at the end of the day, she's not dealing with, it's not her bread and butter or her life or her life's work. You know what I mean?
But that's why even all the more is important, because it is your life's work that... And you've been mulling this change for a year.
At least a year, yeah.
So before this whole kerfuffle in Seattle, you've already been meditating on it. And at the same time, it is your life's work. And the idea of changing a brand, if you look in the business world, that's a pretty big proposition.
Right.
So let me ask you this. What is it like for you to now look at changing the brand, either changing the name entirely to a completely different, retiring Tranny Shack, or trying to take the Tranny Shack brand and rebrand it with a different name? What kinds of challenges are you facing as a business person?
Well, so the other reason why it's not maybe the most difficult decision in the world is because Tranny Shack is coming up on 20 years. And I had in the back of my mind thought, okay, at 20 years, I'm gonna retire the name. And I'm going to get off this grind of constant shows out of town and show after show. Like, I really wanted my own venue. That's my dream, to one day have a bird cage or whatever. And you know, I am softer, I'm older, I'm wiser maybe than I was when I started Tranny Shack. So the idea of rebranding or changing was something I was thinking about doing anyway, you know? And so if this term or name has become antiquated while at the same time being legendary, then it's maybe it's time to give it a big send-off, a big farewell.
I can think of no other comparable story. I can think of no other story where we had an 18-year brand that was wildly successful that had to be retired because it was no longer an appropriate word to use.
Right, right, right.
For its audience.
Maybe Sambo's? Remember that restaurant? There was a restaurant called Sambo's.
Sambo's. I do remember that. That's good, Heckley. That's how old you are.
Yeah.
Of course, that's how old I am.
I remember there was a Sambo. There was a Sambo's in, I think, they're Minnesota or something. I saw it, but yeah, it's gone.
Sambo's. Little Black Sambo.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
They had to kill that off.
Oh, what about AIDS?
Because it was racist.
What about the AIDS little chocolates? They were out. In
AIDS candies for diet loss?
Yeah.
Weight loss? Yeah.
You know, when AIDS came around, they're like, maybe we should change the name. No,
you never heard of AIDS after that, did you?
Lose weight quick with AIDS. Like, no thanks.
It's okay. That's awfully funny. But it's a big deal, right? To
it
figure out how
deal.
To change a brand or maybe just retire a brand and start something new. But still, it sounds expensive and mind-boggling, given that this has been who you are and your life's work for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for you in this situation. At the same time, I think it's kind of courageous to do what you're doing and to maybe your critics will say you're caving into the pressure and the, you know, political correctness, and we've all lost our sense of humor. But you're
I think that all that's very true. The critics are true. There is a lot of political correctness, which I cannot stand, and people have lost their sense of humor. But as a business person,
you have to be pragmatic.
I would be foolish to just be like, I'm going to stick to this name. It'd be like that, the drag queen Shirley Q. Liquor that goes around performing in blackface, even though she's being protested. It's kind of like, why are you hanging on to this? You know what I mean? And so it is a big, but like I said, I was thinking of making a big change anyway. I don't want to be like, I'm going to be 50 in a few years. I don't want to be constantly... Nothing against Lady Bunny or people that are constantly just like touring and playing these gigs in these crappy bars. I want to have my own crappy bar. You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe it was something I was thinking about. And plus, because I am a businesswoman, I love Tranny Shack. Tranny Shack has given me this life that is just so rich. I've met so many people and done so many great things. But I have other things going on, too, you know, so...
You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is the producer of the worldwide nightclub event Tranny Shack, which is now up for discussion, let's say. You can still find it, though, at trannyshack.com.
Everything's Tranny Shack currently, yes.
We got to rebuild. You got to do a new website. I mean, that's a pretty big. That's what I mean about expensive.
No, I'll just call it heklina.com.
Uh-huh.
Unless somebody steals that.
Somebody says that's an uncomfortable word. Well, I think it's interesting that you're making the change. You're open to making the changes at the same time. You're agreeing with your critics. I can't remember a discussion like that I've had before with someone.
Well, I'm just conceding that, yes, I find political correctness very tiresome. And I find the lack of sense of humor around you can't say this, you can't say that. Very tiresome. And I have encountered it for years at Tranny Shack. We've done many things at Tranny Shack that people thought were controversial or offensive. But...
Like what? Oh, tell me something.
Well, somebody performed at Tranny Shack once in blackface, and it was all over the news. And people have done, you know, numbers about AIDS, about race, about religion, all that stuff. Everything, every subject has been broached at Tranny Shack.
Well, that's kind of like stand-up comedy where no
right.
holds barred.
You
can,
right, right.
To, you can say anything you want, and people still get upset and protest that stuff, too.
Exactly. So I'm just going to need a few months to think about it, about
what the name could be.
About what I want to do. Do I want to just give it a big retirement? And I might just have a big Tranny Shack retrospective, a big... You know, we might go on hiatus until the 20-year anniversary, do a big final Tranny Shack, and that'll be it. Send it off. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I will have my own venue at that point.
So let's talk about that a little bit. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Marilyn Pittman. My guest is Heklina of Tranny Shack. There, I said it.
You can still say it.
So what's this? You want to? You're getting a little older,
uh-huh.
and you may not want to be running around like you said.
So exhausting.
These are your words, yeah. not mine. And so, the idea of having a grounded physical space is what's appealing to you now in
very
this next
so,
phase.
Very much so. And you know, San Francisco greatly needs a venue like that where we can put on theater. Like
we haven't since Josie's. There
right.
was a 7-night-a-week gay cabaret at where there's now a condo and there's now a Starbelly restaurant
right, right.
at the corner of 16th. And Market, and for 10 years, all through the 90s, all through AIDS, and it became wildly popular because of AIDS in some way. We needed to laugh, and so
right.
we had performers of all kinds, comics, lip-synca, etc., and that was the last time we've had a full-time, 7 nights a week, or any nights a week, space
and
in which to do things.
Tranny Shack was kind of born out of celebration for the end of all the dying, because Tranny Shack started in
96.
Right when people stopped dying.
People still die of AIDS. We might let people know that does still happen.
Okay, but you know what I mean, Marilyn.
But yes, the end of the crisis.
You don't open up the BAR and see page after page.
No, the end of the crisis.
Yes, yes, thank you. But so I think that there's a definite need in San Francisco, because all anybody can seem to think about now when they're opening a bar is opening a bar and letting these, you know, douchebags come in for mojitos or wherever. You know what I mean? A little bit of the character is being drained out of the city. So I think opening a bar that welcomes drag queens and performers and the arts would be such a great thing, you know. And I could start another weekly show, you know. Call it a name that's, you know, that's because Tranny Shack is something that's legendary, and
it's a brand worth a lot of money.
It is.
Just by the way, as you know, I mean, everyone, that's what I keep saying is like, wow, now it's like seriously worth a lot of money.
Well, I'm open to that money if anybody wants to give me any. I mean,
well,
like,
you're taking some of that money and starting a new venture.
Well, I'm looking for investors too. Yes,
right.
I don't have enough money to open up my own venue.
Who does? San Francisco.
It's San Francisco. Yes.
So, and
do you want to give me some money for the?
I have no money. Okay. I'm in public radio.
All right.
So, but this idea is sort of a venue to create your own physical space and venue. I think that's a really, so that you don't have to answer to anyone else. You can do what you want.
And also, I'm sick of making all this money for these other venues. They make a killing with the liquor and all that stuff. And it'd be nice if I'm going to bust my ass like that, it'd be nice to make some of that too. Not that I'm only in it for money, of course.
RuPaul said on Mark Maron's WTF podcast, "Does the word tranny bother me? No, I love the word tranny. This is not the transsexual community that are objecting to this. These are fringe people who are looking for storylines to strengthen their identity as victims." Wow, that's pretty...
But how does she know that?
I think it's pretty... Well, there's a lot of drama in our community,
right,
isn't
right,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
Drag queens...
Mm-hmm.
For one,
yeah, absolutely.
They're the most dramatic people I know.
And I've
there's
been choosing,
dyke drama. That's one of our other.
I've been choosing to not engage in all this drama.
There's a lot of drama about this. Everyone's spouting off, and everyone's saying what they feel, and everybody's got an opinion. I mean, it's the Yelp era.
Well,
in that
sense. 20 years ago, you would have had a community forum somewhere. Now everybody can be keyboard warriors and you know and type what they think on Facebook, and just it becomes really masturbatory. So I turned off all my notifications on Facebook when this whole thing exploded. But RuPaul, I feel like, is like an ostrich with her head in the sand around this issue, because she wants to hang on to that word tranny. And Lady Bunny wants to hang on to the word tranny. And why? You know, why do you want to hang on to this word? Just stop using it if it's hurting people. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking. but maybe I'm just softening up or something. I don't know. You know.
Well, what are some of the words that you could replace with? T-shirt, that was something you came up with for the Seattle Pride thing that's coming up.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's right. And, you know, and maybe I'll just get rid of that whole name completely.
But it is like, that's why I put the headline T-word,
you
know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the most logical thing if I'm going to continue doing shows.
Well, it still keeps the brand of Tranny Shack alive because
right.
you can't, you're killing a brand. That's killing, it just doesn't make any sense. But
right.
you do what you want to do. You're the mogul.
Most likely what I'll do is I'll have a new name in San Francisco if this venue opens, and I'll perform in other cities under the banner T-Shack. T-Shack LA, T-Shack Waikiki, T-Shack Seattle, you know, like I'll still do these out of town shows.
And how about the decor for this space you're trying? You're going to have it look like a shack, like the Love Shack, the B-52s song?
No.
Is it going to have like, you know, island things or
no. But you are right, Marilyn. It's going to take a publicist with this rebranding to get the word out there. You know, it's going to take a little bit of a campaign to get the word out. And people, and you know what? I'm not going to win. There's going to be people who are going to hate the fact that I'm changing it. They already do. But I think I'm going to make the decision on the side of the people who are actually hurt by the term tranny, rather than the people who want to hang on to something, which I understand why they would want
transgender to. People are among, they're facing a lot of violence, mm-hmm. murder. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of danger that they're in. You know, well, we live in San Francisco. It's easy for us to sit here and say how everything's fine.
We're in a bubble. We live in a bubble.
We do. Mm-hmm. And so I get the sensitivity because it's dangerous to be transgendered.
Yeah.
In many places.
Yeah,
certainly
absolutely.
Not. So in America as well as obviously in many parts of the world where
right.
you can't even be gay.
Right. Oh, God, I was just in Morocco and, you know, that was crazy.
What was that like?
Well, you can't be gay. I mean, I'm sure there are gay people there, but it's a Muslim country, and we're very lucky, Marilyn. I'll say ultimately, we're very lucky to live in this day and age where, you know, 20 years ago we were all dying. You know, we were a dying community. We stopped dying. We fought for marriage. We fought to be in the military. You know, like we ran out of things in a way to fight for, so now we're fighting over words
with each other.
And it's a luxury, and it's also infuriating that that's where we are. But that's where we are. You know.
Heklina, thanks for coming on the show and talking about this.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Heklina, the creator of the worldwide event and brand Tranny Shack that started here in San Francisco in the South of Market neighborhood 18 years ago. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out in the Bay, a weekly show about gay life from San Francisco. Our show streams and is on the air every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and then we archive it for podcasting and on-demand listening at outinthebay.com, outinthebay.org, either one. You can get us on your phone. Just go to outinthebay.com and download the Stitcher app. Thanks again to all our friends and family who helped us on Give Out Day. That's the annual crowdfunder for LGBT nonprofits. Yeah, your contribution to us, outinthebay.org or .com, is a tax write-off. Just hit the Donate Now button. Go ahead. When was the last time you did that? How cool is that, you know? It's a tax deduction. You've got no reason not to pay up, just like you do for this public radio station. We're just not part of the payroll here at KLW, though you may think that. You're it. You're it. Eric Jansen and I produce this show every week. David LaTulipe has been our engineer. Thanks to the staff and management of KALW, including David. Out of the Bay is produced by, like I said, Eric Jansen and me. Yeah, I'm Marilyn Pittman. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.